Hello, and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, coming to you from my car, because when I have good ideas and I'm driving, sometimes I pull over and record them for you. So, here we are. I was at the Real Life Conference for women photographers in Canmore, Canada, a couple of weeks ago, and there was this question during the panel of Q&A that all the speakers were up front. And someone asked, it's clear that you were all successful. You have all crossed a bridge. And what do you think got you there? And absolutely without fail, every single one of the speakers, including myself, balked at that question. And the girl asking got really frustrated because she thought we were balking at the use of the word success. And I think maybe some people were, but deep down, I was balking at the idea that, oh, you think that I've crossed some bridge. And it's not that you think I've crossed the bridge, it's that you think I've arrived. Like, you think you're interpreting my being in front of a bunch of people on a Q&A panel as having arrived somewhere. And it's true, I have arrived at this spot, I'm here, but I haven't arrived in the final sense of, oh, this is the place I've been going all along. There are little way stations, but no one has arrived. Until you die, no one has arrived. And it feels even less like I've arrived since I just burned Brand Camp down. So a lot of the things that I thought were like checked off, done, finished, finito, magnificent, in the locker, in the vault, just don't have to do those again. I have to do those again. A lot of the things that I thought I wouldn't have to do, or a lot of the things that I thought were behind me, a lot of the things that I thought were like, yeah, that's never going to have to happen again, they're going to happen again, because I'm starting over. I don't think anybody up there, and we're talking about a panel with like Pulitzer Prize winners and some of the most successful, financially successful wedding photographers available, like huge, huge, big awards, like lots of prestige up there. They've crossed all the bridges that you can cross in some way or another, right? And it's still this idea that like, yeah, but we're all crossing bridges all the time. And nobody feels like they've arrived because we're all born with this innate sense of there is something I'm here to do and I'm not done with it yet. So when you look at someone and you think, oh man, that's where I'd like to be, know that they are not where they would like to be. There's always a different place, and it isn't necessarily a place of more, like more income or more time on an island or anything like that. Sometimes it's just a sense of having fulfilled that inner voice that says there's more to do, there's more to see here, there's more work to do, you're not done yet. I just wanted to share that with you because it isn't about someone looking at a panel of people who have achieved some things and saying, oh my God, you're all successful. Because probably, yes, all successful, absolutely. That's not what makes people balk. That's not what made me balk. It was this idea that at some point you're going to cross a bridge and you will have arrived. It just isn't going to be. Nobody that you know, nobody that you adore, nobody whose work you admire, nobody who is just the pinnacle of what you believe to be what you want in the world, who is still alive, has arrived. Like Rumi has arrived because he's been dead for hundreds of years, right? And Shakespeare has arrived and Picasso has arrived, and you can arrive when you're dead, but otherwise you're going to be crossing bridges your whole life, and there isn't one magical bridge that's going to feel different from the others that's going to be deemed, oh, that is the bridge that lets you speak in front of people. That is the bridge that lets you be in charge of a panel. That's the bridge that leads to the Pulitzer Prize. You're just crossing bridges all the time. You're doing your work. You keep going. You keep doing what you believe to be the best next step in your life. And eventually somebody says, hey, you've crossed some bridges. And you go, yeah, but I haven't crossed the bridge. The ultimate bridge is basically dying. And until then, you just keep crossing bridges. And some are more magical than others. Some are much more prestigious than others. Some are easier to admire or to be envious of than others. But ultimately, you're just a human doing your work in the world, crossing bridges as they come. So wherever you are, whatever bridge you've crossed, just know that. You're going to keep crossing bridges. Just like when people say, I'm going to take my business to the next level, you're never aware that here's a level, and then here's a next level, and then here's the next level, and then here's the next level. It's never like that. It often feels like just wandering from room to room, or from realm to realm. Like, if your business is a big, giant house, then you just explore another room. And when something happens, you've found another room. Maybe income goes up, you find another room. Maybe you take on an employee, you find another room. Maybe you get rid of that employee, you find another room. Maybe you take on 7 employees, you find another room. Maybe you find out that you don't want to have that business anymore, you actually want a new business, you find another room. If we imagine it as a ranch-style house with lots of rooms that you're exploring, it isn't nearly as intimidating, and it isn't nearly as exhausting. Because wandering from room to room, finding things out, exploring, you pick things up. What's in this room? What's happening here? Not nearly as tiring as imagining your business to be something like Donkey Kong, where you just have to, you just have to keep climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing. I find that model absolutely exhausting in ways that wandering from room to room, exploring, doesn't feel tiring to me at all. So if that's helpful, use it. And if not, then you don't have to. But know that I have not crossed any bridges that have been like the fucking bridge. I've crossed a lot of things that I thought would be the bridge that weren't. I really thought that when I crossed the 6-figure bridge, I would be twice as happy as when I had, you know, like if you're making 50 grand, and you make 100 grand, you're going to be twice as happy. Really thought that bridge would pay off. Turns out it didn't. I'm much happier making a little less with a lot more free time and doing stuff that I adore. And if the things that I adore pan into making 6 figures, then fucking awesome. But otherwise, I really thought that the being married bridge would be like, checked it off, baby. That's happening. Didn't turn out that way. I really thought that the volunteering for a long period of time bridge would be amazing and wonderful and would change absolutely everything about the way I perceive the world. And it changed some things and just made some other things really, really complicated. And it made me feel a lot more guilty about living in a first world country. So be wary of the bridges that you think are going to be the magical bridge, because often the bridges that you will cross are absolutely, positively the ones that are unexpected and surprising that bring the greatest joy and the greatest relief from the burden that you carry in your life right now. So meeting Bear on Tinder, of all places, was a bridge I didn't expect to cross. And having him in my life is a bridge I didn't expect. And having Doey, whose birthday it is today, my best friend, sidling up to her on the second day of college was a bridge that I couldn't have foreseen. There's no second day of college make a friend bridge, you know? but it's been one of the best bridges. Maintaining the joy and the love that is in that friendship has been a really delightful part of my life. So watch out for the bridges. Pay attention to them, but also realize that they might not go where you think they do. And that nobody gets to cross the magical bridge that means that you've landed, you've made it, that is it, you are done, you don't have to work anymore, your life is complete. That's called the rainbow bridge, and that's when you die. So until then, enjoy the bridges, enjoy the exploring, go fucking find another room, and if it doesn't seem interesting, leave it, go to a different room. But keep exploring, keep growing, keep pushing for success in your own way, but realizing that it's never going to feel like it thought it would when you get there. That's just the nature of the game. Thank you so much for listening, for continuing to explore, for continuing to cross into realms unknown. Thank you so much for giving me an ear in December, because it's busy and you're tired, and I know that. And if you haven't yet listened to the episode just before this one, How to Give Overwhelm the Finger, now is a good time to start, because this is a super short one. I will see you next week. I wish you all the best until then.